T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Community Connection, presented by the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut at WTIC News Talk 1080. Because good things happen in communities that care.
And it is that time again where we check in with our friends from United Way. It's United for Racial Equity is what this program is all about today. And on the line with us right now is Paula Gilberto. She's the president and CEO of the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. And with her is Maura Cook, who's the senior director of marketing over there. So good morning to you, ladies. How are you?
Doing great, Steve. How are you?
Good. Let's see. I'm trying to see if I got you both there. Maura, are you there?
Yes. Good morning, Steve.
Beautiful. Joey's with me tonight this morning, so I thought I would try something a little crazy. So keep it clean. You're both on the air at the same time. All right.
You bet.
All right. Terrific. Maybe if you could, Paula, just to get things started a little bit, what is United for Racial Equity? I mean, it sounds like you guys are trying to get a little bit more in tune with the world the way that it's been over the last year or so with COVID and all the other stuff that, you know, Black Lives Matter and everything's been wild over the last year or two. So bring us up to speed on that, okay?
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. So first and foremost, our United Way and United Ways around the country and around the world have always been committed to racial ethnic equity. This work and our commitment is not at all new, but to your point, given the effects of the pandemic, where we clearly saw that people of color were disproportionately affected in terms of the impact on their health as well as the impact on their income. So that, coupled with all of the social justice awareness activities, recognizing very deeply, very authentically, that as committed as our United Way has always been to racial equity, there was an opportunity, and quite honestly, the just cause to do more. And so we stepped into this in a very particular way, in a very intentional way. And I think it's important for our listeners to understand why, because there's a basis for all of this. It's not just that this is the cause at the moment. It's that these conditions have lasted for too long. And it's our job and the community's job to come together to do something about it. So just want to note what the impact has been in terms of people's health, in terms of education, and also in terms of people's overall income and financial stability. So for health, right, there's a 15-year life expectancy gap between residents of Northeast Hartford, who predominantly are Black, and just 4 miles away in West Hartford, where the residents are more evenly spread but tilting more towards white. So if you have been living in Northeast Hartford, right, your life expectancy is just about 69 years old. But go 4 miles down the road in West Hartford, and it's about 85 years old. So that's something that we need to pay attention to in terms of the impact on one's life expectancy having to do with where someone lives. Let's take a look at education. Yeah, everyone knows that Connecticut is a great state in terms of quality of education. Our state ranks in the top 5 in the country. That's phenomenal. Conversely, our state is also in the top 5 for the largest achievement gaps between white students and students of color. So you just pause for a moment, right? On the one hand, we're in the top five for quality of education overall. But when you go down into, right, looking at the demographics, we are also in the top five for the largest achievement gap between white students and students of color. And then finally, Steve, you know, the other compelling case here has to do with the wealth gap. So Connecticut is one of the top five in the country in income inequality. The median household income for black households is only 61% of that of white households. So take all of that into account, looking at real life examples and real data around health, around education, around financial stability, coupled with how things have gotten even more challenging for residents of color. We knew that as your local United Way, that this was the time that we needed to expand and deepen our commitment. So I do want to emphasize this is not new for our United Way, but we have come up with very critical ways of going deeper and going further, and my colleague Moore is going to be sharing that.
All righty. Well, if you ladies would just hang on with us for a little break here, and then we'll come back and we will continue on with Paula Gilberto and also Maura Cook, who's the Senior Director of Marketing over there at the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut, where the discussion is all around United for Racial Equity. So we'll take a break, and if that's okay with you ladies, we'll come back right after that. Okay, ladies, sound good to you?
Thanks, Steve.
All right. We'll catch you in just a bit. Let's take a quick break, Joe, and we'll be back with more of our Community Connections program on WTIC News Talk 1080.
This is Community Connection, presented by the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut and WTIC News Talk 1080, because good things happen in communities that care.
And we are back with Paula Gilberto. And also with Maura Cook from the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. And we're discussing racial equity here. And it's United for Racial Equity. And Maura is there. And Maura, Paula is with you. So, Paula, if you want to jump in at any point in time, that's okay, too, because we decided to kind of bring you ladies here together. So feel free to join right in. Okay, so Maura, give us an idea on, you know, what's, you know, exactly what, you know, the role that you guys are really playing in this as far as the commitment that you're really making over there at United Way.
Yeah, so thanks, Steve. We're really excited that this past week we announced that we are accepting applications from nonprofits in our region to help accelerate our progress towards helping local children and families in a variety of ways, mm-hmm. but in particularly in this area of United for Racial Equity. So Paula just walked through the statistics that are really a result of longstanding policies and practices that create barriers for communities of color and require new and different approaches to address these underlying causes here in Central and Northeastern Connecticut. So we are making a financial commitment to invest in partners that are looking to both build their own capacity, but also to really address the root causes of systemic racism through things like focusing on policy change and advocacy efforts, doing community organizing and bringing sectors together to talk about what are some different ways that we can address this longstanding problem. We're continuing our support of areas of early childhood education, and family financial security, but we're also, you know, really focusing on how do we also make sure that those programs are also looking at these issues of equity and how they're advancing equity through their program level support. So this is a really exciting time for United Way. We are excited to be able to make a financial commitment through this application process, but we also continue, you know, as part of our mission to mobilize volunteers, to engage in community conversations, to make sure that the work that we do in public awareness campaigns all is rooted in our community and that we're focusing on the issues that matter most. So if anyone is listening that is interested in applying or learning more, they can visit us at www.unitedwayinc.org. And we're also inviting people who want to make a difference to visit our website and join us and find ways to do so through giving and volunteering in their community.
Amor, thank you. And Paula, maybe just a question here. With all the years that you've been with the United Way now, how have you seen this the landscape changing in the last few years? How has it changed since maybe when you first started working with United Way years ago?
Well, I think that what we've seen is that our organization continues to evolve and continues to try innovative ways of ensuring that everyone succeeds, regardless of what zip code they're living in and their personal circumstances. So I would say that we've become increasingly innovative, intentional, and this is one more example of it. And again, just want to underscore that in all of the work that we're doing with respect to early child development, youth success, financial stability for working families, and addressing basic needs, we have always been mindful that some people, because of their color, because of their economic circumstances, have been disproportionately handicapped, so to speak. And so establishing United for Racial Equity is another innovative way. So to Maura's point, you know, how can nonprofit organizations and other community partners address some public policy issues that may be causing barriers to people succeeding? How is it that we at United Way look at data from the nonprofit organizations that we partner with? In the past, we might have been perhaps more geographically focused, and now we want to go even deeper than that. So I mentioned Hartford before. So residents in Northeast Hartford and North Hartford in general, you know, what happens with those children in terms of their academic success and families in terms of their health when you take a look at the west end of Hartford, right, which is, you know, different demographics. So I think it's about not only being more aware, but also authentically reaching out to a variety of nonprofit organizations, community providers, you know, clearly people who live in these neighborhoods and are the ones that are affected, and also taking a look at what we can do on a policy level.
I can't. I mean, I'm still trying to get over the shock of the age difference. Can you explain that part about the age difference between because of the different geographical areas? It just blew my mind there. Just hit that again.
Sure.
15 years difference.
Yeah. So this information, Steve, comes from our own Connecticut State Department of Housing, and there is a 15-year life expectancy gap between residents of Northeast Hartford. So the average lifespan of a resident in Northeast Hartford, according to the State Department of Housing, is about 69 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, 4 miles away in West Hartford, the life expectancy is about 85 years old. So when you think about that, right, in terms of that you know, differential, then you go deeper. Okay, so what's behind that? And it could be the quality of housing, the affordability of housing. It goes to one's overall income, right? So mm-hmm. we know that people who are lower income probably have and do have less access to quality, affordable housing. That is a factor that contributes to health. You take a look at their overall income, and we've talked about this on other shows in terms of their ability to get consistent, nutritious food. So people who don't have enough food, right, that affects their health, that affects the outcomes for their children. And Steve, we've talked about this on other shows in terms of ALICE, asset limited, income constrained, employed, people whose income is above the federal poverty level, but mm-hmm. below what it takes to afford the basic essentials for any household, food, housing, child care, transportation, health care. So ALICE population, right? And then within that ALICE population, in this case for, you know, United for Racial Equity, recognizing that people of color have been disproportionately affected. It all comes together. And I would say that's one of the primary reasons why our United Way is addressing this, not only through United for Racial Equity, mm-hmm. but also in all of the funding, and resources that we provide to nonprofit organizations. It's this holistic approach to children, families, and how it all comes together in terms of education, income, and health.
All right, I got to jump right now, but real quick, where are we at as far as just like 30 seconds? What about vaccines and COVID and all the other stuff right now?
Absolutely.
How are we looking?
Get vaccinated. This is really crucial at this particular time. So first and foremost, the flu vaccine. It's that time of the year if you've not gotten your flu vaccine. And secondly, if you've not gotten your COVID vaccine, please do so. Contact your local pharmacy, your healthcare provider, call 211. But again, it's flu season, so the flu vaccine and the COVID vaccine, very important to keep each and every one of us healthy.
All right. Well, you're terrific. Ladies, thank you so much. And you've been listening to our Community Connections program with Paula Gilberto, President and CEO, and Maura Cook, Senior Director of Marketing and Engagement. And of course, both of them, United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. Thanks a lot, ladies. And we'll be looking forward to seeing you again next month. And we'll probably be saying, well, happy Thanksgiving. And we'll see you right after Thanksgiving next month. Okay.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, thank you. Happy
all right.
Halloween.
Happy Halloween to both of you. Notice my shirt and tie. All right. See you later now. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.